Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Death at Nuremberg by W.E.B. Griffin and William E. Butterworth IV, performed by Alexander Sendes. Schloss Hotel Kronberg, Heinstrasse 25, Kronberg im Taunus, Hesse, American Zone of Occupation, Germany, 1955, 17 February, 1946. Captain James D. Cronley, Jr. sat in the back of an olive drab 1942 Chevrolet staff car in his pinks and greens, which is how officers referred to the Class A semi-dress uniform, puffing on a long black cigar, despite a sign on the back of the front seat that read both No Smoking and Rauchen Verboten. Jim Cronley was a 6-foot-tall, blonde-haired and blue-eyed Texan. The cross sabers on his lapels identified him as a cavalryman, and his shoulder insignia, a 3-inch yellow circle outlined in black with a C in the center pierced by a red lightning bolt, identified him as a member of the U.S. Constabulary, which policed the American zone of occupied Germany. 3.5 hours before, the telephone on his desk in the compound, which housed the Süddeutsche Industrielle Entwicklungsorganisation, South German Industrial Development Organization, in Pulach, a small village about 20 miles from Munich, had flashed a red button, which had caused him to say, "Shit!" as he reached for it. His office was in a small, neat building identified by a sign on its small, now snow-covered lawn as the office of the OMGUS liaison officer. OMGUS was the acronym for Office of Military Government, U.S. It was, de facto, the headquarters of DCI Europe, the Directorate of Central Intelligence, which had been formed several months before to replace the Office of Strategic Services by President Harry S. Truman, and answered only to him. The OMGUS sign was an obfuscation, a smokescreen, so to speak, to conceal the truth. So was the constabulary shoulder insignia on Jim Cronley's tunic. He was not assigned to the constabulary. He was listed on the War Department's detached officer roster, which is classified secret, as being assigned to the Directorate of Central Intelligence. He was, in fact, Chief DCI Europe. So was the South German Industrial Development Organization and obfuscation to conceal what had once been Abwehr Ost, Intelligence East of the Wehrmacht. Generalmajor Reinhard Gehlen had made a deal with Alan Dulles, then the OSS station chief in Switzerland, not only to surrender to the Americans, but to bring with him all his assets, which included agents inside the Kremlin, and to place him and them at the service of the Americans. In exchange, Dulles agreed to protect Galen's officers and enlisted men and their families from the Russians. "Cronley," Cronley had said into the handset of the secure telephone. "ASA folder, sir. Hold for Major Wallace."